Today is April 18th. Welcome on into Daily Cards Live here on ClaibsOnline.com, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri, Munganass, St. Louis, Acura. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Bob Ramsey. And Rammer, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but earlier this afternoon, we witnessed history, a first in Major League Baseball history happened today up in Detroit. I don't know if you saw the actual stats that occurred, but it is the debut of former number one overall pick Jack Leiter, who of course is the son of former major league pitcher Al Leiter. So Al Leiter had a brother in the league named Mark Leiter, and it's the first time that Major League Baseball brothers have had sons both play in Major League Baseball.
Wow, that's interesting. I would have thought that would have occurred before, but yeah, that's a good note. I like it.
Yeah, Jack Leiter pitching, of course, Mark Leiter Jr. pitching with the Cubs. So yeah, the first time ever in Jack Leiter was the number two overall pick. So yeah, it became the first time Major League brothers each had a son who also played in Major League Baseball. That going on right now, Jack Leiter with the Texas Rangers pitching against the Detroit Tigers in one of, I think, only four games, Rammer, today. Only four games in Major League Baseball this afternoon. So five games today. I'm sorry. Texas, Detroit, Angels, Tampa, Cleveland, Boston, Marlins, Cubs, and then Diamondbacks and Giants. So only five games on the Major League schedule.
Yeah, I like this is more of a normal deal where generally Mondays and Thursdays are travel days, and so you have a lighter schedule. I think it's got too quirky and confusing with, you know, Fridays off and Sundays off. And again, there's probably very reasonable thought processes that make all that happen. I admit I don't like change that much, but it worked for a long, long time. I don't see the need in it.
Oof, a Sunday off and a Friday. I mean, yeah, Friday's off, Sunday's off. Yeah, can't stand either one of those. Sundays off make absolutely no sense to me at all. I do like, in the past few years, we've seen baseball every now and then they've had scheduled doubleheaders, and those are kind of few and far between, usually only. But to have the scheduled doubleheaders is a nice callback and a nice thing. Every team should at least have one. You should have one Saturday where you have a scheduled doubleheader each and every year, and you should have to do that, maybe against a rival. I don't know how you pull it off, but we'll see if Major League Baseball can figure it out. By the way, speaking of Cardinal rivals, I don't know if you saw this earlier today, but the City Connect jerseys for the St. Louis Cardinals, the design will be released on May 20th. So about a month from now, and they will be debuted on the field by May 25th against the Chicago Cubs. I guess if Fanatics can actually print the jerseys out and produce them and get them to the teams, then maybe they'll actually be worn. But yeah, that's the reason why we haven't seen the powder blues yet this year for the Cardinals, because they don't have them ready to go yet.
It's really a shame. And I haven't examined the new jerseys up
this year in Major League Baseball with the uniforms.
I haven't examined the new jerseys up close. I'd like to get a real comparison before I absolutely rip them to shreds, which apparently it's easy to do literally. But the cheapness and the money grab aspect of it is really quite distasteful.
I don't know if you've seen the picture. I know there was one a few weeks ago that there were fans wearing Pete Alonso jerseys, and one was the one from last year and one was the one from this year, and they were wearing them at a game side by side, and you could see the difference in the lettering and kind of the font of the numbers and everything, and it was pretty eye-opening to see the two of them right next to each other. With that. But yeah, we've seen the issues of tearing pants or having to use the Bat Boys pants and the stories. It makes for fun stories during the season.
Well, look, saving money, making money, everybody gets that, but not at the cost of quality.
Yeah.
You know, can you serve a pretty good Italian meal with canned sauce? Yeah, you can, but isn't it better with a beautiful homemade sauce? Can you run a restaurant with microwave stuff? Yeah, but isn't it better to have it fresh? Does it cut into your profit margin a little? Only maybe if you think big picture, because you figure if you're going to prepare things in a quality fashion, eventually the business will come to you. And I just think it's a better big picture philosophy, whether it's spaghetti sauce or baseball uniforms.
We will. We'll see what the Cardinals wear this weekend. I don't believe the jerseys will be in this weekend either. So I still think they'll be wearing the regular white home jerseys when they open up their series and when they play the three games against the Brewers this weekend. Yesterday, they said farewell to the Oakland Coliseum, losing 6-3 to the A's. And once again, the offense is the story in this one, scoring three runs in the fourth. And that was it. Steven Matz looked good for four innings of the game, and then kind of things just went to hell in the fifth for him, blowing up a little bit. But until then, looked like the Steven Matz that we've seen most of this season. But once again, bullpen comes in three innings, allowing one run. So we've kind of gotten used to that. That being the case, and that's fine with me. If we can keep seeing that all year long, the Cardinals will be very successful this year. But the bats again go cold. Paul Goldschmidt again 0-3, 182, and we're kind of looking back and going, okay, it's, you know, the Paul Goldschmidt that we first traded for, where you got to struggle through April to get to the good stuff come May, June, July.
Yeah, my thing is, and I've said this before on our show, that my fear is that management won't, because of the legacy, because of the earned legacy by a great player, that they won't shift things around game to game to give you the best chance to win on a given night. It's a little early to do anything drastic, but by next week, if the same trends continue, I think it's time to move things around, get the hot guys at the top, and the guys that are struggling. We don't hate you. We're not punishing you, but let's let you work your way out of it without demonstrably affecting the ability for this team to score runs. I think it makes the most sense. And I just don't think the Cardinals are going to do it to their detriment.
Paul Goldschmidt, the numbers, which I'm sure most fans are familiar with by now when it comes to what he does in the first month of the season. So in the month of March and April for Paul Goldschmidt, he has, I mean, the games are pretty much similar every single month that he's played. In March and April, he has a batting average of .273 with an OPS. Once that calendar turns to May, his batting average jumps up to .300 with an OPS of .937. In the month of June, it goes to .306 with an OPS of .959. And then he stays hot in July with a .305 batting average and an OPS of .924. So this is something that we have been used to. The 1 year that he had an incredible April, he kept it going all year long and won MVP. So that's kind of been the book.
If I recall, he started off pretty well last year. Is that not correct? Am I thinking of the 2 years ago?
I didn't think he did last year. I think that it's
irrelevant. The point is, over the course of his career, he is notorious for being a slow starter. And yes, that's your point. So how long does it go? Again, moving guys around in the order isn't a punishment, and it shouldn't be. Who's hot? Who's not? You can tell by looking at a guy sometimes. Let's get you in a situation where you can work your way out of it. And I just don't know that the Cardinals will do that. I hope they do.
Yeah, I think at this point you can kind of look at the calendar right now, look at the schedule coming up for Goldschmidt and Rammer, and if you want to predict when he's going to hit that three home run game at some point, when that's going to happen in the early part of this year, because it's coming. I think it's coming, and maybe that weekend in New York when they're playing the Mets, I think we're going to get a three home run game out of Paul Goldschmidt, and then he'll just take off from there. That'll happen. He'll just burst through and go.
Is that you making that prop bet?
Yeah, I'm making that. Yeah, that's
are you really? Prediction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How much?
Call me Jonte Porter, because I'll be out here making prop bets. And
oh, look at you, fresh as the headline. play.
So we will have the Cardinals coming back home this weekend. It is Cardinals and Brewers. We will be previewing that series coming up for you this tomorrow before things get going. And looking at that National League Central, Brewers 11-6 on the year. Cardinals 3 games back of them right now. So that NL Central still pretty jumbled, still pretty tight right now with all 5 teams playing good baseball here in April. Probably the best division in all of baseball right now, top to bottom. So it'll be a fun weekend to get another National League Central team in here.
Yeah, it will. And as a sneak preview, I'm going to have my way too soon, way too radical lineup for you tomorrow.
Okay. And we'll have that tomorrow for you before the games this weekend. Lots of good giveaways this weekend too down at Busch Stadium. You can get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. They will have the I know the Cardinal jacket and the Jordan Walker bobblehead, and I think there's a hat on Sunday. So it's the full zip jacket, the Walker bobblehead, and I think there's a hat on Sunday as well. You can get those cardinals.com/promotions. I do need to call Klabes after this too. I'm going to get some tickets and see what we can give away too over the next few days, or at least tomorrow here on Daily Cards. We will wrap up the show today and get ready to talk to you tomorrow for a 3-game series brought to you each and every day by Munganass St. Louis Acura and Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks, I was over at the Royal Banks headquarters yesterday trying to get some guidance talking through home equity credit line and mortgages and where the rates are and where they're going. That's the kind of service you get at Royal Banks. You have questions. You're trying to figure out the path to take. Royal Banks is there for you with their folks, whether it's in mortgages or commercial lending or agricultural lending. They're there for you to help you navigate your financial future. 314-212-1500. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. Talk to you tomorrow right here on Daily Cards Live.
Munganass St. Louis Acura would like to upgrade your current BEV experience. The new ZDX offers the performance that you expect from Acura, but upgrades your ownership experience with our award-winning team. Whether you're looking for a more convenient charging solution or an upgrade to a new vehicle, come in today and make a reservation for the all-electric ZDX coming soon. Munganass St. Louis Acura, better than ever for you.